Fest. And in the studio this morning, we've got Alex Whitaker from the Vista Foundation 48-hour film competition. Morena, Alex, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you in here. This is always an exciting time of the year to talk about. Lou is personally very excited.
I am so excited.
Much anticipation actually from a lot of BFM people about entering the 48-hour film competition this year. I feel like a lot of listeners know what we're talking about, but there might be some uninitiated out there. What's it all about?
So the 48-hour film competition is held often annually in New Zealand, although it's actually been a couple years since we've done it. But this will be the 21st competition we've run. And we usually have hundreds of teams across the country sign up to make a film in 48 hours. So on the Friday evening around 7 p.m, you get given a bunch of elements, including genre and a character, line of dialogue, a prop, and a few other things to use in your film. And then you make the film in 48 hours and resubmit it on Sunday at 7 p.m. And there are lots of cool prizes up for grabs, both in your regional space and also nationally.
It is one of those things that genuinely has kick-started people's film careers.
Absolutely.
Some huge names have cut their teeth in the 48-hour film competition, but also you don't have to have, you know, Peter Jackson sights, you know, as your goal. You could just be wanting to do something fun and creative and kind of open your, you know, mind up a little bit. What was your first entry into the 48-hour film competition?
I've made probably about 10 48-hour films in varying different capacities. The first one I worked on, I was like a lowly production assistant. I'd never really done any filmmaking before. And I was helping out a really experienced team that I'd managed to like get in contact with and be like, I really want to help you make a film. They were like, well, we're making a 48-hour film.
Pour some coffees.
I remember it was actually pretty epic. We like the big memory I have from that is we smashed a car up against a tree, and we had Oliver Driver in it as a ghost. As if he'd had a car crash. I can't actually even remember the name of that film. I should look that up. But yeah, it was super, super fun. I loved it. It totally gave me the taste for filmmaking, and I've gone on to make lots of films since then. But I still love the 48 hours. It's so much fun getting that instant gratification of actually making an entire film in 48 hours, whether you're into filmmaking or just want to have fun with your friends.
Totally. And I think for anyone who's ever done it, Lou can testify, there is a joy in the things that kind of fall apart a little bit as well. I believe when you entered once, Lou, you guys corrupted a bunch of footage. It sort of worked out in your favour a little bit.
The main footage that we had that made the whole film make sense, we had to take it out because it got corrupted. But that ended up working in our favour because I think we got into the nationals for like the Incredibly Strange Award, which is like fantastic. I didn't realise
Everyone was like, yeah, actually, this is great. We don't understand what's going on, but it works. We're into it. It's also, I think, a really exciting opportunity for filmmakers of all levels to kind of be competing, or at least, you know, showing their work amidst a sea of really diverse talent and ideas, because you've got some people who return to this who are, you know, big boy filmmakers, like that's their day job type of a thing. And you've got people who might be their first time ever picking up a camera.
Yeah, for sure. And we have people who only, they're not big boy filmmakers, they only do the 48-hour film festival every time it's on, but they're sort of low-key famous in the 48-hour scene, you know?
who are you thinking of in that space? Got any sort of like...
Sports team.
BFM's own sports team. Very nice. Although they're about to be grown-up filmmakers because they've been off shooting a horror film in the bush, so
cool.
We will watch that space for sure.
That's rad.
With the elements that you get given at the start of the weekend, what's the logic behind that? Why do we sort of have characters and you know, film shot and stuff that people have to use?
I mean, I think there's a few reasons behind that. One is we need a way to make sure that you did make this film across the 48 hours of the festival and not the years in advance or whatever. So having all of those elements in it makes that work. But also I think creativity works really well when you're given a bit of a space to play in, a little bit of a fence, you know, and things you have to include. It actually does really help the creative process. So I think that's a part of it too.
I think so. Parameter can actually be really liberating sometimes.
Absolutely.
For sure. There is a real breadth of like quite moving, touching films through to the absolutely bonkers that come out of this. And people can actually look up previous year's films. Where do they go if they want to, you you know, have a little look around, see what's out there in the 48-hour film competition space.
So the website is 48hours.co.nz, and 48 is numbers for 8hours.co.nz. And there's a tab up the top called Screening Room, and you can watch all of the previous films in there. You can look it up by years, or you can search for people who cool. you might want to find. Yeah, and it's super fun having a little explore in there. And then we also, when we run the heats, you can also come and see those. We screen those. We're still looking for a venue for those at the moment. But those will be happening in Auckland if people want to come and watch the films
That's
live
exciting.
As well.
That's really exciting. And if people are sitting here ready to sign up, what is the process to get a team into the Vista Foundation's 48-hour film competition?
Great question. Now's a really good time to do it, actually, because early bird registration is open for another 13 days. It closes on the 17th, 18th of April. So head to our website and just hit register. And the whole process is lined out there for you on the website. Super easy, and then you'll get a bunch of information about when it's all happening and how it's all happening. We are running a live launch event this year in Tamaki Makaurau at Lafare in Newmarket. So if you want to come down on Friday night there and have some fun, there's going to be a really cool film-themed menu and Ooh. Free coffee and a launch party happening there.
Oh, fun. That sounds fantastic. And shoot weekend is May the 17th to the 19th, so stick it in your calendar. Alex, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about it. Absolute return of a champ this year, the Vista Foundation's 48-hour film competition. Really looking forward to seeing what madness gets made in 2024.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to see everyone's films.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.